Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara, and this is a new episode of my show on Om Time Radio that airs every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm so excited to be back with you. I've been away for a while. I took like a little break from my show, but it's such a joy and such a pleasure to be back. You know, anytime when a year begins, you know, we're talking about what is new for us and how we can create the best of the year ahead. And tonight we'll talk about some incredible resolution that can be real, permanent self-improvement. And resolution, we all have resolution, but resolution you can actually really stick for the rest of your life. That can make you, first of all, happier, then indirectly healthier, and why not wealthier? Because 2020 symbolizes wealth. 2020, according to the concept of numbers, and numbers are forms of energy, 2020 has such balance in it. When you think of 2020 vision, there's something that you clearly see. I just hope that humanity will have a 2020 vision to finally wake up and understand the way the universe functions and stop being influenced by the reptilian brain that we have that allow us to be so dominated by all these negative feelings and all this emotion. And we've created a world, and everything we see around is just a reflection of our fears, of our negative emotions of anger and jealousy and insecurities that we express and we project in the world around. If we will collectively understand that this universe is so harmonious, so perfectly orchestrated and governed by some eternal laws, I wrote a book called The Eternal Principles. If we'll only consider them for a second and think of them before we act on a daily basis, you know, our life will be way better. So we don't have to hope for another year to come when we can start fresh and let go of the past and forget what we did wrong. And it doesn't simply work this way, because if we did something wrong, we carry those actions, unfortunately, into the next year and into the next, unless we do something to free ourselves from the wrong action. And one of the law of the universe, by the way, talking about how perfect the universe is actually the law of karma, the law of attraction, the law of harmony. There's a perfect universe we are living in that we, without realizing, we destroy, because there's a tendency within us to self-destruct. Actually, I think that all of these diseases that are happening in the world come from our collective mind of the planet that is self-destructive. That's why we have cancer. There's a disease in which we self-destruct. We have autoimmune disorders. Autoimmune, it's a disease that exists within ourselves in which we fight against us. The war is within us. We are at war with ourselves. And actually, I do think that we are at war with ourselves. I think for thousands of years, we're not happy with what we are doing. there's a side of us that wants to correct the things that we do. And talking about, but we're not really doing it. Something is missing in the equation. I was just thinking of something that I want to share with you. The fact that 2020, according to the ancient teaching of Kabbalah, what does it mean? Two and two. We add those two numbers together because zeros, they don't actually exist. And we are coming up with what? With number four. Now, number four is the four level of creation, the earth, the water, the air, the fire, the four elements that define the world we are living in. More so, if you think of what we are made of, you know, we are made of four elements. The human body is made of oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, and carbon. Now, oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, these are all invisible elements. The only visible element is actually carbon. The carbon is the solid element that makes us visible because there's a part of us that is invisible. And we introduce the invisible into the visible because we breathe something that we don't see. We think the thoughts are not visible. We don't actually see ourselves. So we are a combination of visible and invisible elements. Now, if you take these four elements that we are made of, and we go deeper, further into associating them with this ancient Hebraic, you know, teaching of Moses that says that goes back 7,000 years ago to the fact that every cell in the human body, our DNA has 25 chromosomes. And a chromosome is made of these four elements that I told you, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, that are or some kind of a gas that you actually is invisible. And then carbon is the third element. But the association of the four elements that we are made of inside the chromosome, our DNA, we are made of these four elements. These four elements, the four. What does it for? The four level of creation is associated with the physical world. And we are in the year four. And we have a president in the White House who's a number four. So all these coincidences that point towards the element of the four, more so, we're impeaching this president who's a number four. So there's something fascinating. There's an association of elements. Now, if we take one of the 23rd chromosome we are made in our DNA, and we associate this with what the Bible said 7,000 years ago, when it said that the creator of the physical world, that is called God, is form of four letters, YHWH. Now, and we associate the chemical elements that we know about, you know, with the ancient teaching for thousands of years ago, we come to the realization that God is everywhere that exists in an invisible way. And there is a side of us, three components of our chromosomal existence are actually invisible. And there's one element that is visible, and that's the carbon that makes us visible. So when we remove ourselves from the physical world, it doesn't mean we actually die. But we don't have one element. One element is missing. So the carbon is the one that deteriorates. That's why it's so significant to keep the bone density in place. And as we age, what happens to us? We lose the bone density. Now, why am I telling you this? Because one of the things that have to do with the future of humanity is the discovery of the carbon 60. Now, the Nobel Prize goes to the people who discover the carbon 60. And what carbon 60 does is prolongs our physical life because it works on the cells, on the extremities of the cell that are called the telomeres. And by extending the life of the telomeres, we actually double our life on Earth. One of my many predictions that I made in my first book on karma, called Everyday Karma, 20-something years ago, I said that life on Earth will start to go up to 150, which actually doubles from the 70s, 80s, doubling our lifespan. And I said that's coming due to a discovery. Now, 20 years ago, we had no idea of the carbon 60. Plus, so it felt impossible for us to believe that we'll ever live the 150 years because no one on Earth lived more than 126. Actually, no one lived 126. Why? Because 63 years is the climacteric age, and we can never double the climacteric age if we understand the mystical world, the esoteric world. If you understand everything I'm telling you, it means you understand something of the world, of the mysticism, of the world beyond the physics. So why I'm giving you all this information? Because it's fascinating how this year, 2020, we start waking up to a lot of incredible realization about who we are, how we function, the connection that we have with the world of the physics, the fact that in so many respects there's that God within ourselves at the level of the chromosome, and that we function at the four level of creation. And number four, that we live under during 2020, will play a big role in us expanding the perception and the awareness of what's about to happen to all of us. But I know there's so many of you waiting online because this is your calling show. So you guys are always calling me because you want me to give you answers. And I have no greater pleasure than talking to you about yourself and you know, answering your questions. And I know there's a lot of people, Wendy, Lelani, and Marisa from California, and all of you waiting online, just hold on 1 second and I'll go to your questions in a minute. I just want to make my point. I want to make you understand that this is a year like no others, in a sense that we'll see in the political arena that you know, things will change dramatically. We'll see climate change exacerbated because it has to, because otherwise, you know, we're not waking up to a harsh reality, so we will have to. They will see a lot of progress in the medical field having a lot to do with the carbon 60 discovery that I've been talking about. It's almost like there is a way, you know what I mean, to actually save yourself from any diseases by simply going and taking this carbon 60 on a daily basis. And it exists out there, except that, you know what I mean, there's an industry that doesn't want us to get better. So we know what I'm, you know what I'm talking about. You're going to see institutions starting to crumble because the system in itself comes to a change, a major change overall. I talk about, and I also, guess what, in my book 20 years ago, I talk about what's happening right now in monarchy. I also anticipated that this will happen, and Diana's children, at least one of them, will rebel against the whole concept of monarchy. Now, all this system, papacy, monarchy, presidency, they're all crumbling without us even realizing, but they're crumbling in front of our eyes. Because as we're progressing in the near future, we, the young generation comes and wants to redefine life on Earth. And I hope that this is going to happen in a healthier way. And I hope that we will understand the way the world functions. So we create finally the world that was meant to be on Earth. And we will realize who we really are here and what really are we doing here. But anyhow, I can talk on and on and on and on and about things that I think I have to tell you. But let's go more to your personal problems. And I'm going to go and I want to see who's the first one who wants to talk to me. And the first one will probably be Wendy from Nevada. Hi, my dear. How are you? And welcome to my show. I'm so grateful that you called me.
Oh, thank you, Carmen. It's wonderful talking with you.
Okay, my love. How can I help?
I was finding a new job soon. I had a job over the holidays, and then it ended, and I've been applying for other jobs, or my old job could call me back to work there, too.
So you got an offer from the old job?
I didn't, but I don't know if you see me getting one or if I should just, I've been
okay,
applying
let's,
for other
so
jobs.
You're in a year four. Four, so considering where you are, overall, that should help you get one of your best jobs you had in the last 12. So that is a big statement. Give me the month and the day of your birth so see your personal year in which way matches the year four. So what's the month and the day of your birth?
June 3rd.
June 3rd. Oh, actually, yeah. So guess what? You, not only in the year four, but as of June 3rd, your personal year will be four. So reinforcing the power of four gives you from June, so from the spring on, all the way down to the spring of 2021, you are going to have, and I'm 100% sure, best opportunity probably ever for a job. And it does come from somebody that has an S name, S, like Steve, Sam. I don't know who that person really is more than I see the initial. But I can tell you that you will be thrilled. And money-wise, you'll be happier than you've ever been. I do suggest that the moment that happens, you can start thinking about investing in something or planning a better lifestyle, like changing your life around. That's what I see you doing. So this is a fantastic year for you. So it's a double four. You know, when the personal year is four combined with the global year being four, there's no better combination. So four symbolizes the full level of creation. The money power brings you stability, expanding, a new career, an opportunity for you to express yourself the way you haven't been able to do it in a very long time. So you know when the doors are opening, then the chances are there. And sometimes we wait for the doors to open, and you have been waiting for a while.
Yeah.
But no more waiting. So, what I cannot tell for sure whether this chance comes in February or comes at the end of May. But it's relatively soon. So I do have a little bit of an approximate date of when this is all going to unfold. But you should be getting ready to make this to transition into a better life.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank
Happy
you so
New
much
Year.
For to you too, my love.
Okay
everybody,
bye-bye.
I'm gonna go to bye my love. I'm gonna go to a break, and then all everybody waiting, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I'm back on Home Time Radio, Carmen Jara. And last week, the show was extremely popular, so I decided to continue the theme of the show because we are entering the beginning of a new decade and a new era for humanity. And we are on the brink of a global shift in every sense of the word. So it's important to look into the truly remarkable changes that are about to happen. And we want to see, what does it really mean for you? How is this year impacting your personal life? So all of you probably want to discover your situation overall. You want to see what's happening so that you can transform and improve the elements of life, like family, finance, your love life, and your health before anything else. So I'm going to go and continue with your calls, because I always feel like I have so many things to say to make my point. But I'm going to talk to Leilani. I haven't been talking to Leilani in a long time. Hi, my beautiful Leilani. How are you, my dear?
Hi, beautiful Carmen. I'm so full of joy to hear your voice.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I miss you.
I miss you, too. How's my beautiful Leilani?
You know, I'm good. And there's
good.
There's always things in my world, though, to learn and grow from.
Good.
I haven't resolved the issue with my former roommate. I don't know how to resolve that. Her lawyer says it's all my fault.
If there is a way, of course the lawyer will say it's all your fault. But if there is a way for you not to get into that heaviness of a lawsuit and get lawyers involved, you know, to make your life easier and not to get emotionally into that, that would be way better. Because when it comes down to lawyers, it's always getting complicated and it's always difficult and it's always hard to find the way out. But do you have an attorney, or are you just fighting
No,
with...
No, I can't. I don't have...
No,
I don't
so
have
that's
money.
What I that's what I expect. I suspected that you don't even have legal counsel. So consequently, of course, your chances of winning are very slim, because you're fighting somebody who has help, you know, legally. And the question comes down, how far do you want to go down the path with this? But is that person is not in your home anymore, no?
No, she moved out. I do feel, though, if she could just pay me for November and December's rent, I would let her out.
Well, Dad made that clear to that attorney, you know, made that clear that, you know, it is her duty. And I feel like in a small claim court, you don't actually need an attorney.
No, and, you don't. I can't have one in a small claim court.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know very well the law, but I think in a small claim court, you know, when you're not talking about a lot of money, you definitely can go and represent by yourself. And then I feel like this, the law will be by your side. I feel like there will be a mediator, somebody who will rule in your favor. No matter how many attorneys this person can hire, you're still winning this one. The only problem is that there's so much time lost and so much aggravation. But you will definitely win at the end, you know?
Well, it's $350 to take her to small claims court. I feel like there's something more. I feel like there's a past life with her, or maybe even her mother.
Yeah, but if she doesn't want to participate in finding that out, if she does want to participate in understanding what it is exactly that she did here, what it is that she, you understand what I mean, that she needs
yes.
to, in which way she can cooperate to resolve this, then it's you fighting an unfair battle.
Right.
But to tell you the truth, I do see you winning this battle, because I think that probably on her end, she might also want to get out and give you money and then walk away from this nonsense. The question is, how can you solve your financial situation in the future so that you don't have suffer anymore and get into similar... No, because this entire situation was created because of you struggling.
It's
your struggle with money that brought you to this. And sometimes in life, whenever you struggle with something, it's getting even more difficult and more complicated, you know?
Okay.
So find ways for you to generate extra money, or find somebody that you can bring in your home that's reliable, and you sign a different contract or make a different deal with anybody coming in your house to pay you in advance 3 months or something like that. So you don't have to resort to going to court again or finding yourself in similar situation. So
right.
In other words,
I've been
don't
looking,
repeat
I've been
this.
Look, yeah. Yeah. I've been looking for roommates, and honestly, there's just nobody I feel like inviting me into my home.
Yeah, it's so, the story with having a roommate is probably the most difficult thing ever. Yeah. Very difficult.
I feel like I want to call in more abundance. I did want to share with you, I have some new Reiki clients. One woman I met serendipitously because we delivered flowers by donation to elderly homes on Christmas Eve.
That's beautiful.
She was the volunteer that had a car, and she became my Reiki client. And just after one session, she had a turnaround in her life.
Oh, this should be your greatest satisfaction. I congratulate you for this. This is beautiful.
And then today I had a beautiful session with a woman from New Orleans.
Beautiful.
So that's the work I love.
Elani, keep up the good work. This is a good year for you. And I expect that somewhere in the next number of months your life will improve so much that you will only share with me amazing news. And all of this will be. I want you to bury all of this in the past. So
okay.
we don't even remember this. You don't carry that energy into the next year. Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing good. Carmen, good. The man from Morocco is back.
Okay.
He informed me his mother has cancer.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry.
So he also had a different perspective on the United States, and he wants to work 1 year and move back.
I don't really think that would be such a good idea for him. Yeah.
Okay. The issue is he's being very distant. We haven't had a conversation about where we stand.
Well, you can push him into that. Allow him to be very nice, you know, very
nice.
Understanding, and let this come from him.
Okay. I feel like he's struggling. He's having a hard time. All the pressure
True.
From his family is on him. From his family's on him.
I got it. I agree with you.
So.
Okay, Leilani, I send you a big
right.
kiss. I have so many people today, so
okay.
I want to get to more people. I love you, my Leilani. Call
love
me next
you.
Week.
Okay,
okay
bye.
Beautiful. Bye. I'm going to go to Anne. Hi, my dear Anne. How are you?
I am good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, my love. How can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering, you were talking so much, it was very interesting about the carbon 6, but I enjoyed your conversation. What I wanted to know was, I think for many, many years, I'm 67 now, and was the baby of the family, and a lot of my family has passed on. But I feel like over the years, because of many things that have happened in my life, that I've been carrying like the weight of the world as I've gone through. But I feel, when is that weight that I'm feeling ever going to lighten up? Does that make sense to you? It feels like
it makes sense. Coat. Yeah. You carry something, and I feel it's a memory of your soul. I feel like you were. In one life, you were like an authority of a tribe. You know, I go back with you somewhere in the 11th century, 9th century, something going to be long back time, long in time. And I feel like when, you know, by that time, you know, we had a different understanding of a God. We lost some of our sensory perception. We lost our abilities, you know. We modernize mm-hmm. our world way too much, we as human, you know. We sophisticated our life, and we disconnected from a divine, from the source of where we're coming from, you know.
Yes.
So consequently, we limited our perception, we limited our abilities, even our ability to vision, to see. Like if you go back in time when there were visionaries, people that saw what's going to happen 500 years later, they knew how to make calculate. Now we don't know any of this. We have no interest in anything. We're so narrow-minded, you know. So what I'm trying to say is that I feel like you going back in time, you are some kind of a goddess, high priestess, something like that. In an era, you know, when universe was differently understood. And yeah. I do think that you resonate with a lot of things that I said, almost like you know those things, you know. And I'm not saying anything new. I'm saying things that they were known before, you know.
Okay.
And I feel like
an old soul.
Like you, that. Yeah, you're one of those souls that travel through different exactly what I said. In our chromosomal existence, a level of a chromosome, we're made out of three elements that are not visible. So we're made of things that are not visible. So consequently, there's one solid visible element within us. So we're made out of nothing, pretty much. And we claim having this attachment to a physical world that is more or less real. Many people said it's more an illusion. But we carry the memory of our experiences. So I feel like you have memories, your soul. And you, by the way, I can make you a prediction. You have a very, very long life and have a lot of awakening and a lot of things as you get older, the things that happen to you. Yeah. And you will discover in the next 7 years extraordinary people that you connect from previous lives. And you go back to one of the things that you were used to do in one of your past lives that were fascinating, connecting to nature, to people, to you expand your abilities, and actually you get better. Now, when people get older and get worse, you actually will get better. I love that, you know?
That's
cool. And I like the way your life, and by the way, get carbon 60 if you want to keep on being healthy, because I'm serious. I'm not advocated to promote anybody's product or anything here. I'm not interested in doing any of that, but I'm a firm believer that if we build the carbon within the physical body, we do expand the life of the cells, and that's actually the way we will live a way longer life and heal diseases. You know, I give carbon 60 to my dog when he was very sick and he got better. And the way they discover carbon 60 by giving it to rats. And a rat dies in 2-3 years of cancer. They all die this way. And they gave it to rats, and no rats were developing any disease, and they were living up to 7-10 years. So then they said, wow, what's going on here? And they start applying and giving it to animals. So animals that were very sick, they got better. And I recommended this to a friend of mine whose dog was 17. And even the dog reached the age of 20. And she was asking me, this dog is not dying. I said, yes, because you gave him carbon 60.
Oh, wow. I never heard of that before.
No,
wow.
Think about this. Now, nobody wants us to know about some things. You know, some things should be kept unknown, because why should we get better when if we seek, somebody benefits very well from our Social Security.
The pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical,
they will be the in heaven, you know, if we get sick, you know. But if we take carbon 60, we're not. We get better. I give you my own example. So I had an aneurysm, one of my aorta, and I started taking carbon 60. And I was very worried because an aneurysm can actually explode and you can die on the spot. So after taking carbon 60, I went back and did a CT scan, and the aneurysm was gone. And the doctors were so shocked because no aneurysm will ever go away. According to the medical research, they don't go away. Yeah. They just get worse as the time goes by, because I was not getting younger, I was getting older. And I'm your age, so consequently, I got better, and there's absolutely no sign of any disease within my body, and that I attribute to taking this carbon 60 on a regular basis. So that's why for everybody listening my show, you guys go ahead and take this product. It's carbon put in olive oil. Now, there's nothing better for the body than olive oil. That's the Mediterranean diet, but take the right olive. Olive oil, not be aware where you're buying your olive oil. Make sure you get the correct one. And if you put carbon-60 in olive oil, then your life will go over 100-something, and you will be okay at 100, your mind will be fine, and you can still dance at 110. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I think that's where life goes. So I love you, and I hope I answer some of your questions. And call me anytime. I'm here on the radio constantly. I'm here every
week.
Thank
you very much, Carmen.
I love you, my Anne. Bye, my love.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
I'm going to go to Marisa in California. Hi, my Marisa. How are you, my love?
Hi. Happy New Year.
To you, too, beautiful. What's up? What's going on?
I want to know what's happening this year for me in terms of love and my business.
Okay. So this is the year four. It works well for majority of us in terms of expanding, getting better, accumulating money, investment, financially. It's an overall good for us. But give me your day and the month of your birth, not the year when you're born.
July 10th, 1968.
July 10th. I don't need the year.
No, July 10th.
I only think July 8th. Okay, so you had a year that didn't help you that much, in my opinion. And I don't know how you felt the last 7-8 months. Was it like a little bit up and down, ambiguous year?
It was tough, but it was my best year yet, business-wise. I don't know how I did it.
Okay, I should say more emotionally. I feel like emotionally was probably not the best year.
Yeah. It was the worst year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking more at the emotional aspect of the year.
Yeah, I had a split up with my husband. So.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't quite look at the money aspect. I look at the what bothers us the more, the emotional. But I do promise you that as the spring, and especially the second, towards the end of the spring, And the fall, you know, you will really do extremely well. And you will continue to do well for the next 2 years. Not that you're not going to do after that, but you will have 2 years ahead of you in which the business will boom. And there is a man involved in your business that I feel will be very instrumental in helping. And I think he has a W name. So look for who's helping you with your business. Expand it, you know, go for it, and it's going to work phenomenally well. So this is a very good year in so many respects. It's especially the second part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't have to do anything. Just keep on doing what I do?
Just keep on doing what you're doing and look for where this door is opening. But I feel like this door is opening somewhere as we reach the spring. August 29 comes to me, May 15, 17, that time, June 4th. So I have specific dates, you know, that I look at your life and I think that's when things seem to unfold. Do you have a child?
No, I made a conscious decision not to have a child.
Not to have, yeah. Anybody in your family has a kid?
I think the child that you're referring to, is it a male?
Yeah.
It was my spouse that I broke up with, that I'm still looking after.
Right.
Financially.
Something that is so weird that I have a strong feeling of.
Yeah, I'm still financially supporting him, so he's been like a child.
I
think that's the person you're referring to.
Right.
This is the second time.
It can happen. Yeah. It can happen. So there's something there. There's an energy that, you know.
Yeah, I'm still.
And it's so fascinating
him.
That I feel like in one of your lives before you had 6 children. And something happened. Yeah. And in this life, you choose not to. It's so interesting. In this life, you choose not to.
My spouse became my child.
Because you not having your biological baby, your maid became your child, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you have
because you have a you have a dominant energy. Okay, my love, so I'm going to go to a break. So,
thank you so much,
I love you. Adriana from New Jersey, Kimberly from New Jersey, and everybody else, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio. It's such a pleasure to talk to you and everybody calling me. I'm very grateful for your calls. This is the way, you know, we can interact and project. Because predictions are made to sometimes to prevent, sometimes to shift the perception. They play such a psychological effect on people's mind. And I want to go now to Adriana from New Jersey and welcome her to the show. And I'm so grateful that she called. How are you, my love?
I am good. How are you?
Good. It's so good to talk to you.
Same here. Finally, I catch you this week because not last week.
Okay. So, you see, I saw your name, but I had so many people. So sometimes, you know, I have to take people in the water in the they wait. So let me see what's going on with you. So what is the main concern? I kind of know, but feel free to ask. So is the concern? Yeah, okay.
And the other, and the, if I will go in the trip.
You are going. I feel like you're going this Friday, and I feel like you're going to go and you're going to stay, I don't know, a week or two, something like this, or 10 days. And I think you're going to hear any moment. It's like a sudden call that comes. Mm-hmm. I'm very confident. I'm actually going to look for the tickets for you out of curiosity. So no, coming from guy, New Jersey, you can take a flight to Fort Lauderdale. So,
okay.
Or either to Miami, but to Fort Lauderdale is it's very convenient to come mm-hmm. from your area, and which is it's Newark, now your closest airport.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, from there. Yeah, and give me again just the month and the day of your birth. I want to see how this year
June
plays.
June 28th.
June 28th. Yeah, you know what? With you, your major turnaround was supposed to happen this year because you were supposed to see already things turning for better. And if you haven't seen it, it doesn't mean anything because you have 6 months, another half a year ahead of you to see the thing. There's no better combination than being at the beginning of a life cycle in the year one, coupled with the year four. So you start a new life, and you also have this ability to expand. So this year is going to put everything in order. Even if it doesn't feel yet like it did it or it happened, I can promise you, and you can call on the show anytime. I want you to, for the day to come, so you to validate what we said on the show. This year is going to be great, and I'm glad that we're recording this on the show. So very soon you will see this change, and the change in the career is extremely good. You will be promoted. financially you'll do better. I expect somewhere in the next, I gave your number, by the way, to the person we've been talking.
Okay.
I expect your overall year to be financially probably one of the best year. And whatever you decide in the next half a year will impact your life for the next 9 to 12 years. So that's why this year is very powerful for you. It's good for investing, to expanding, to get the money. As much as you might say, well, I don't have money to invest right now, that's fine because you will have, you know, there's more money coming your way.
Okay.
So this year, it's really good. So I love you and thank you so much for calling the show. You are
love
wonderful.
You too. Okay. Bye. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to go back. Okay. My greatest pleasure. Back to New Jersey to Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, my lovely Kimberly. I'm okay. You?
Good. Great to hear your voice and Happy New Year.
To you too, my love. So what are your major questions for 2020?
I would like to know what does my love life look like.
Okay. So do you mind telling me the month and the day of your birth? I want to see in which year are you in.
Month and the day is October 3rd.
October 3rd. Let me see. Okay, so you've been, your love life hasn't been where you want it to be for a while. Do you agree with me?
Wait, I'm sorry, what was that?
Your love life hasn't been that stable. Do you agree with me?
I agree.
For a while. I mean, I'm going back 2 years, 5 years. For how long you can say you haven't been really in a balanced, stable relationship?
I agree.
Well, listen, this year, but it's only the second part of the year. It can happen actually sooner, but you're approaching a karmic year. Somebody comes in your life who happens to be 1 or 2 years younger than you. And this person will change your life. It's something karmic. I wrote in one of my books, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship. I define different types of relationship. And I do believe that the relationship I'm telling you about is a karmic relationship because you entered a karmic year that you haven't had for 12 years. And I think if we go back 12 years ago, you have to think, or 12 or 16, you have to go back and think what happened in your love life if we go back so many years ago. Where were you in your life that by then, you know? Does it ring any bell? Does it tell you something?
Well, I was married, and I got divorced 4 years ago.
Okay.
So I was married for 20 years, but 4 years ago I was divorced.
Okay. So when I said that your relationship hasn't been stable for 2 to 5 years, I was actually right.
That is correct.
I'm also right if I go back in time with you in another karmic year that goes back like 10, 12, approximately 12 years ago, so it could be even 10, I don't know exactly. I didn't do the whole chart, but approximately that by that time you had to be in a stable relationship, which you confirmed that you were because you were married. Do you happen to have a son?
I do. I have 2 sons.
Okay. One son comes very strong. And who has an M name? Michael? Who
Maximo.
Has an M? Maximo is your son?
Yes.
Is your son, no? Okay. Because
yes.
When I think of your son, I do see a big M in front of my eyes. So I know that one of your sons, that I pick up on one of your sons, and I do see his initial. But I strongly feel like there's somebody else coming in your life, and this man is a bit younger than you. He's born in, I see a 2. That can be November, February, the day of a 2. But approximately, I know somebody who has a GJ, sound of a name like John, Jack, something like that, George, approximately, but I know I'm right on the initial. He's very smart, very bright, you know, very sort of aggressive in his career, very motivated to succeed, you know. Very dynamic personality. I think this man is going to change your life in a big way. I'm excited for you, Kimberly. This is a good year. But you have to wait a little bit for this to happen. It might not happen in the next 2 weeks or 2 months. Take a bit of time. But keep me posted and feel free to call on the show anytime you want.
Thank you so much. And did you say what month he was born in?
This man is either November or February. I see two months in front of my eyes. So there's one of these two. It might be one that relates to something else, but I do see this 2 months. So one is definitely having something to do with this person.
Okay. And what about my son? What did you see about him?
Oh, I love your son. Your son has an ability that I want you to help him promote, cultivate. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
The boy with the M.
Yes.
Okay.
Some kids are very talented. They have a special gift. This is a kid that has an amazing talent that needs to be brought up to life. There must be a reason called.
It's not athletic, is it? Being athletic?
Very athletic. Actually, very athletic.
Okay, that would be my other son, Jack. He's very athletic.
It's funny because I picked up on the initial also. On your son, by also coincide with the man coming in your life. But then look into it, and we can talk again anytime you want. I'm here every Tuesday.
Wonderful. Thank you. So you're saying this is going to happen for the mid-year?
Yeah, something like that. And we can keep in touch anytime you want because I'm here on the radio all the time. So feel free to call me. I love you, my Kimberly.
Love you too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I'm going to talk to Danine in California. Hi, my beautiful Danine. How are you, my love?
I'm good. How are you, Carmen?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to hear your voice. How's everything?
Well, things are less hectic, so that's good.
And so that's good.
They're less hectic in the area that you're about, you know about. But that's why I'm calling to see. I'm still hoping to find my soulmate, and I'm just curious of how this year's looking.
Feel like you meet somebody in March, end of March, beginning of April, a man that you will travel with. He's so adorable, so charismatic, I see him taking you by the hand. So warm, so nice, and that's what you need because you're so gorgeous. And not only that, you have a kind, loving, sweet energy. And I think that this man, you kind of, you know, you've been waiting to heal a little bit from everything you've been going through. And yeah. With this person, and I see a big C, Charles, something with a C name. It might be his last name, but I do see a big C name. And I see this man's mother that is also adorable. Sometimes, you know, mothers-in-law can be difficult, but this is a fabulous lady. And this man has a beautiful home, a great career. This is perfect for you. I think that one day you will say, you know, everything happened the way it happened because this thing had to happen to me. And this is way better than anything I ever expected. So I'm getting absolutely super excited for you because I feel like this is the reward that the universe gives you from everything you went through just because you're a beautiful woman who wanted to trust and wanted to be loyal and honorable and precious and real and authentic and everything, you know? So because of that, you know what I mean? Sometimes we attract people who are not really, you know, responding the right way. And whatever was there, that was karmic, you know what I mean? You had to go through and you did. But now is the time of balance, and now is the time for you to be rewarded. And I kind of like, I see the home, the place where you're going. I'm excited for you immensely.
Okay. Is it somebody that I know? Because I have met somebody recently.
Does he fit the profile?
Well,
he does?
Yes. Yes, in some respects, except he's he's going through a breakup, which I didn't know.
That's irrelevant because that's something that goes away. It's not attached to him, you know. There's nothing to do with his character, with his money. Yeah.
His name starts with an M, so it's not a C. again.
Okay, is there anybody else with the C or a middle initial or a company with the C that it works with? I keep on seeing that initial. That I want you to think a little bit, what is the implication of that initial? Because there must be a reason I'm seeing it. And also I want to ask you if he has one child.
He does.
Yeah. So there's something here that I'm detecting, but I like this person for you, and it should fit what I'm telling you. Bright, warm, kind, very well established and very successful person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
And if it doesn't fit this, then it's okay to keep your options open. It's okay to... I don't want you to be stuck, you know what I mean? I'm going to the end of the show, Danine, but feel free to call me next week if you want.
Okay.
Because I'm here, so we continue the conversation. From everybody listening, I'm Carmen Hara, and thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for listening. I'm extremely grateful for the time that you spend with me today, and I'll see you next week, same place, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This wonderful station, Home Time Radio, I'm very grateful. Thank you, Christopher. God bless you all.